Hello, and welcome to a very special episode of Little Cabin Knits. I'm your host, Emily, and in this episode, we are doing a Thanksgiving family sound clip, or soundscape is what I'm calling it. And I hope you guys enjoy. It'll be in two parts. This first part one is all about our morning, getting up this morning and getting rolling and doing our chores and doing a lot of prep for Thanksgiving. So there's just a lot of fun stuff going on. At one point, I go over to my parents' house, and with the help of some family friends, I uncover their wood pile that was completely covered in snow, and we stack up a huge load of wood into their garage, and then I take some home as well. And then I run over and I deliver some hand knits, a sweater and a baby hat, to a friend's daughter who had her first grandchild. Wait, okay, how did that work? My friend had her first grandchild, so I delivered that over so that the baby could wear the sweater for Thanksgiving and enjoy it. And then I hurried back home and continued prepping for our Thanksgiving dinner. So I hope you enjoy. This is part one. Part two will be coming later this evening.
Listeners, happy Thanksgiving. It's 5:30 in the morning, and my puppy needed out, as he does every day at 5:30 in the morning without fail. But I thought I would take you on a soundscape journey today with me as we go through this Thanksgiving as a family. So just come along with me. There'll be some ambient noise, you'll listen in on some conversations with Jimmy and I, or Jeremy and I, or the whole family. And yeah, we'll just come along together. Enjoy.
Good morning, my darling. Sleep in. You're such a good boy, thank you.
Look.
Yeah.
You're so sweet.
Did you know what today is Thanksgiving? What?
Daddy?
What'd you hear?
What?
Daddy? Yes. Come here, you. Come here, you. How long have you been awake?
Morning, pup.
You won't be happy, Jim, but how do you change that diaper? What do you think? Can we do that?
Yeah.
Okay. My sweet boy. So it's now 7, which is a half an hour later than you usually get up. This is amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my love. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're getting upset. It's okay. It's okay. Here's Daddy to keep you company. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here. Yeah. You giggling. Oh, there we go.
diaper on, and I'll go warm up the bottle. Okay, and we can snuggle a little bit before we get up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You want to snuggle some? It's very warm out, huh, Jim Beam? Which means the house is warm. Oh, come on, Foot. Get into those PJs. Come on. What is it doing? What is going on here? Did I put your PJ on wrong? Come on. Come on, Jimmy. Straighten out your leg for Mama. Come on. Are these getting too small for you? My goodness, you grow like a weed. What is happening? This has never happened before. Honey, it's weird. He can't get his foot into his PJs. Okay, I got that one in. Okay, let's try this one again. Straighten out. There we go. There we go. Yes. We got ya. Uh-huh. Okay, you snuggle with Daddy. I am going to go make your bottle, okay? Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Here you go.
Hey, how are you doing? Well, yeah.
Come on, sweetheart. We're late in feeding Watson. Yes. What you talking about? Apparently Daddy must have given Watson a little bit of a snack last night because he's still got some food in his dish. But Watson likes it when Mommy makes it special. So we're doing that. Bubba! Come on, Bubba, breakfast! Breakfast time! Yes, good boy! Alright, Jim Bean, you ready? I'm gonna make some oatmeal, okay? Yeah. We'll have a little bit of oatmeal and yogurt for breakfast. All right, let's get going. Are you watching the doggy eat? Yeah. Bless you. Bless you. Yes, darling. You got me? Come on. There we go. I can't move when you grab me like that. Okay. Can I have one of those towels? Thank you, darling. I gotta dry off the cup so I can measure out the oatmeal. Here you go, baby. Okay, we need another box of oatmeal. Cups of water to 1 cup of quick oats. If I can get them out. Makes enough for you and Daddy to have breakfast. Yes, darling. Yes. We just gotta wait for the water to boil, okay? Then we'll add in some butter to the water. Then the oatmeal. Yes. It'll be delicious. Almost ready, love. Add in a splash of vanilla.
and a splash of sugar-free maple syrup as it's boiling away. And then we just eyeball it, keep it stirring. And it's at the right consistency, it's time to eat. Watery enough. There we go. Daddy gets the big portion. Jamie gets the small portion. Yeah. Okay. Then we need to add the raisins, huh? Yeah, you guys love raisins in your oatmeal. What do you think? Should we surprise Daddy and put some brown sugar in it this morning? Yeah. Okay, there's some raisins. Now, do we have brown sugar? That's the question. Yes, we do. And it's hard as a rock. Awesome. Yeah, it's hard. There we go. Daddy some rock candy, apparently. It'll melt. What you got, babes? Yeah? So, you hiding your magnets under the fridge? Okay. And we got you some yogurt. Are they now all under the fridge? It's a good thing we just cleaned under there. All right, it's time for breakfast, darling. Honey!
Yeah.
Time for breakfast! All right, let's eat. I might be... Oh, sorry, my love. I mean, for heaven's sakes, you just put a Rolo into oatmeal. Now, all the things I put in make perfect sense. It's not my fault you haven't heard of putting butter in oatmeal before me.
It is.
Are you waiting for prayers?
I'm waiting for... cooler temperatures, positive vibes.
Yeah, I'm trying to decide when to put the yogurt into Jimmy's prayer time.
If you put it in now,
good job.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this Thanksgiving day we'll spend together as a family. A nice chance to just count all of our blessings, and we have lots of them. Please bless this food and help us stay safe and warm this winter season. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You didn't say it.
I think I decimated the Rolo. It's not in here.
Honey.
Yeah.
It would have melted completely away.
Kind of want to put another one in to see if it happens again.
Well, maybe you should taste it first.
Oh, I'll taste you.
You just said the things you say. Oh.
Wait, are we being recorded?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
And I'm not erasing it.
Oh, boy.
Okay, let's see how cool.
Oh, this is good.
With the Rolo or the brown sugar?
Yes. Mm.
Can you have me a napkin, please? Okay, here you go, Jim Jim.
Watson, why are you licking my leg?
No, you don't want it this morning? No? Oh. Uh-oh. Was it still too warm?
He's making a face that's not a good face.
But now all of a sudden he's realizing, oh, this is the stuff I like. Mmm.
Did the dog eat?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I made it special.
Okay, because he's licking my leg.
Yep.
Watson. Fine, whatever.
Yep. He loves his daddy. Okay, let's just go ahead and eat now. Ooh, what you got there?
Oh,
yeah. Ooh. Can I build a tower? Do you want to help me? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You'll get it.
You sat on my tower. There it is. Oh, yeah. What do we do with this? Oh, Velcro. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ow. You pulled Mama's hair. Mm-hmm. Woo! Okay, come put them together. Mm-hmm. Look what I found. Your ball. Oh, good throw. You got it? Yeah. Whoa. Is your hand stuck in there? What happened? Did you hit yourself on the head? Uh-huh. What does the tractor sound make? What's the tractor sound? Good job. Enough tractor sound. Watson, what are you doing? You're right in the middle of our play zone here, kid. Watson, come on now. Watson, come on. Blind old dog.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. All your wooden vegetables. You're bringing them all out, setting them up. Yeah, good job. Yes. Uh-oh, did you see I'm recording? Uh-oh. I better stop because now you're just going to play with the phone. Huh. Don't. Okay. Say bye-bye. We're going to play a little bit more and then go down for nappers, okay? Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, my love. Pop, 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 pop. Ooh, what's that? You gonna pull out all your toys? Hmm? Oh, Chuck.
He likes those blocks.
Yes, he does. He likes arranging his toys just so. It makes no sense to us, but to him. Ooh, another truck. Uh-huh. Good job. Are those falling down? Here you go. There you go. Okay. You just keep playing, my love. Another diaper change and bedtime, or nap time, I should say. Nap time. He's not screaming at you. Oh, oh.
put away the diaper.
Dirty diaper.
For nappers?
It's 9:15 and you've been up since about 6 or so. Oh, we have boogers, Daddy. You want to spring with your there. Here it is. Grab his hands.
Did you get it?
Okay, Mom's gonna grab your hands. See, yeah, I think he's getting strangely too big for this onesie, or what is it called? Sleep thing, the bigger? Okay, here we go. Here we go. Booger's gone. There we go. Yeah.
All right, time for nap.
Come here. Mommy will see you. Okay. You ready?
Right, son.
Right, Daddy.
Rock a magic. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. When the bell breaks, the cradle will fall. And down will come Jimmy, cradle and all. Rock-a-bye, Jimmy, do not you fear. Mommy and Daddy love you so dear. Turn on your other sound machine, okay? Yeah, night-night, my darling.
Okay, honey. He's down. I'm gonna run over to Mom and Dad's really quick.
Okay. Okay. And then you'll run errands and get sodas and come back.
Yes, I promise. Love you.
Love you.
Got all the way out, and then I remembered I forgot the hand knits that I was going to deliver. Yeah, so now I love you, and I will see you soon. Bye, boys. Oh, it's so much warmer today. It's 29 degrees out. It's crazy. Yesterday it was 3 degrees.
Misinformation proliferates online. California is the latest state to join this movement. You can hear how it's on fire. Tune in on your phone or your radio.
Oh, the trash guy's already here. I gotta hurry. I don't know if there's any trash that needs to be taken out at Mom and Dad's. Gotta get this bad boy down to the curb.
garbage. Probably not garbage. Okay. Okay. Good. Now I just gotta wait. I'm right here. Okay. Oh, my hands are always freezing. All right, I'm gonna get the heavy duty shovel. All right, and I have a feeling it's gonna be treacherous since it's warmed up some. Somebody must have been here. This wasn't like this when I came over earlier this week.
Went through with
a sled? Yeah. I wonder if my brother came over to try and get some wood. Because it looks very different. Ah! Yeah, I think my brother came over. It's very different than it was a few days ago. First off, this isn't frozen to the wood pile anymore. But I guess we really don't need to do much, I guess. Actually, seems like it's all snow on top. Well, that's all wood too, though. So, I don't know. What do you guys want to do? Still want to uncover? Or? Did you break your shovel?
No, I was trying to figure out how to put it together.
Oh. Well, I mean, if we want to uncover it so that if it melts early later on today, then we won't have to have ice on it. That'd be great.
Yeah.
All right, let's just let's get to it. Okay. Okay. So, we unloaded or uncovered the huge snow pile in my parents' backyard. Whew, and got a bunch of it, huge pile into my parents' garage. And then a little bit into my car as well so that we can have some fires. And then they're on their way to go make pies, and I'm gonna now deliver some hand knits to my friend's daughter. So that's this morning is flying by.
Okay. Chop it up, fold it into a sauce, into a vinaigrette.
So they are in. Doggy. Whoa, this is ice. Holy cow. Hi, is that your dog?
Yeah.
Hi there. Are you nice?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come here. Say hi to me. Hello. You smell my doggy? Yes.
I have to tell people we're on the Boniface side because MapQuest will take you around back.
Yes, it was trying to do that to me, and then then the snowbanks. I was like, wait, is there an entrance? And I got nervous.
Come on in.
Sorry, I didn't wrap your.
Oh, it's okay.
Yes.
Have you seen? Here's your hands, real quick.
Oh yes, very much. Good job, because I've been stacking wood. Yeah. So, is she up?
Yeah.
Oh, do you want me to take off my boots?
No, you're fine.
Okay. Hi, Mama's home.
Hello.
Hi.
He just woke up.
Did you just wake up, darling?
Yeah.
So you didn't even know I was gone.
It's magic.
I know. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, yes. Was that a good napper? That was a full 2 hours.
Yeah, good job.
It's a little chilly in this room. Maybe we should turn the heat back up.
Okay. Yeah. It was a lot of work uncovering that wood pile and getting a bunch into the garage for Mom and Dad, and then there's some in the trunk for you to bring in later, too.
Okay. Should I put it out on the deck?
Probably. Sounds good. Did you take a nap while I was gone?
No, I got a shower.
Oh, good.
Yep.
Good. Oh, Jim Beam. Oh, good burp. Wait, are you trying to get down? Wait a second here. Hold on. Hold on. Baby, Mama's here. She's making you some eggs with a little bit of sweet potatoes in it. It'll be ready in a sec. Off with baking my roasted vegetables. Are you being silly, Jim Bean? I've got a sweet potato here, one of my favorite things is to roast sweet potatoes after I've cut them up into cubes, after I've peeled them. I'm going to add to that an onion and some carrots. And I'm going to check the freezer, see if there's any other vegetables, but that might be all we have. Okay.
we're using the carrots. They're on their last legs. I think we've got some frozen carrots, because they've only got two regular carrots. So maybe I can add some of the frozen carrots in with the roasted veggies. What do you think? Huh?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, you're not listening.
I thought you were talking to your phone.
No, I was asking you a question. Should I add some of the frozen carrots in with these fresh carrots for the roasted veggies, or just stick with the two?
Just stick with the regular.
Okay. Oh, Jim Bean, you got this. He's fighting the egg potato mixture. But once he tries it, he'll love it. His favorite thing I make is my roasted sweet potatoes. He just has to remember that. Oh, my darling.
She's not hungry.
You're not hungry? You should be. It's been about 5 hours since you ate. Potatoes peeled. Alongside the sweet potato. Sweet potato takes longer. Need to quarter the onion. Like your eggs there, Jim Jim? There we go. All right, so maybe more like 8 on the onions. You laughing? Sprinkle some avocado oil over all these bad boys. Not too much. We don't want them swimming in it. Salt. Denali spice blend. Good portion of that. Garlic powder. Also a good portion. And onion powder. Very good. Then a spoon and coat everything. I might have to season everything again. For 10-minute to 5-minute intervals until they are to your liking. Save the spoon for stirring later. There we go. Time to start prepping for the apple crisp. Peel the apples. They got any bad spots. My goodness, Jim Jim. I keep going till I got about 5 cups worth of apples. Okay, now all the apples are peeled and quartered, and then the insides taken out, making sure no seeds at all. I'm gonna cut them into roughly the same size. Not slicing them, I'm chopping them like I would vegetables. And keep them roughly the same size, they'll cook at the same rate. I'll just do this until I cut them all up. I probably have more than 5 cups here, but I'd be surprised if I have less than 5 cups peeled and ready. I did about 6 or 7 apples. Just keep doing that. You're gonna help me cook? Yeah, I'm making dessert right now, my love. All right, 2 tablespoons of sugar into the apples. One. Oh, a little extra. That wasn't good enough. Okay. 1 3/4 tablespoon ground cinnamon. 1 3/4 tablespoon. That's a very odd amount. Come on, Cinnamon. Okay. So divide it, so I'm gonna only add one. 1.5 teaspoon of lemon juice. What are you? You are 1/4 teaspoon. You are 1/2 teaspoon. So we need 1.5 teaspoon, so I guess I'll do 3 of these. 1, 2, 3. And then lemon juice, stir to combine, then transfer to the baking dish. And sipping bowl, do the brown sugar. Okay, so the brown sugar doesn't go into this. So another spoon. Apples. Transfer to prepared baking dish. What do you mean by prepared? So, like, spray with non-stick cooking spray. All I have is 100% olive oil. I think I'm gonna spread butter on it instead. Okay, let's do this. Spread some butter. Smear it on. Smear it. And that's got to be better with apples anyway. Ooh, my vegetables smell so good. Okay. There we go. Isn't a mistake, but I feel like it's a good decision. All right, then we just pour the apples into that. Perfect. And now we create the topping. Even. There we go. That's nice. That's a perfect size for us, too. Oh, missed one. There we go. All right, here we go. Okay, the topping is on. Man, that was hard to do. My wrist hurts from crunching up all that butter into the oats and sugar and cinnamon, but it'll be delicious. Now, oven is at 375. We're gonna start it at 20 minutes. May have to go up to even 40 minutes, but we'll see. Green bean casserole and football in the background. Guess at this time, everybody in the lower 48, maybe not everybody, but especially on the East Coast, they'd be eating their turkey dinner right now, and I am just still preparing things. Because it is 1 o'clock here. I'm going to try something new and put some cheese in with my green bean casserole. I saw some people liking it online. I thought that, you know what? Let's try it. We like cheese. Mixing. Need a little more. The onions in there. Weather advisory. Well, what are they saying? Weather advisory effective until 2 p.m. for the valley. So that's where my sister lives. It's about 40, 60 miles outside of Anchorage. They've been having some bad storms this week. Alright. So, green bean casserole, all mixed and ready to go in the oven when it's time. Jimmy? Come on, baby. It's all right. It's all right, honey. Come here, baby. Daddy just needed a little alone time, honey. Okay? Alright, my friends, thank you for joining me for the morning portion of Thanksgiving Day. I'm going to continue recording and get an afternoon version out to you. It might be a little shorter because there'll be less prep and more enjoying time. But I've got the ham out and resting before we put it in the oven. I've got the green bean casserole prepped and in the fridge. I've got the apple crisp out on the counter and ready to be eaten. My husband wants it now. Potatoes peeled and covered in water, ready to be boiled to make mashed potatoes. The roasted vegetables are already done. I've eaten about half of them already. They're delicious. Let's see. What am I missing? We might make some corn on the side or something. I'm not sure yet. But pretty simple meal. Oh, and the rolls are out on the counter, ready to be warmed up in the oven. And otherwise, yeah, I'm feeling pretty good about things. I'm already pretty exhausted. I'm not even cooking a turkey. But I did move a whole bunch of wood this morning. And a whole bunch of other stuff. So there is that. So stay tuned for part 2 of Thanksgiving Family Soundscape.